Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
Just go ahead and take right off into what God would want to say here today to us. Sharing with you what I feel like the Lord has put on my heart for us over these next few weeks that I began last week talking to you about different things that we need to let go of. And I've just called this whole series here of messages I feel like Lord wants to speak to us called Let It Go, Let It Go, Let Go and Let God Have It. And I want to just remind you that, you know, when we go through life, you know, in life, there's going to be things that happen. There's going to be events that we walk through that we never expected we would experience. We never thought it would happen to us. And these events that can happen to us can weigh us down, can really weigh us down in life, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically. I mean, you can get weighed down by a lot of things that can happen. I mean, you know, you think about being weighed down by hurts that have happened in your life, maybe things that you've been through that have, maybe you have felt humiliated, you have felt embarrassed. You know, you feel like there's a bitterness in your life, a brokenness in your life. There's a rage, there's an anger. There's all these unhealthy attitudes that can really become like heavy baggage that we carry. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord. Listen, if the truth be known, we all have some baggage we carry. And it can get heavy at times, and it can hinder us. It can really hinder us from moving into that place spiritually where Jesus Christ would want us to be, experiencing the true joy and the peace and freedom that can only be found in Him. That baggage that we carry, if we don't let it go, I can tell you from my own experiences, I know you can too, that it can really hurt you and hinder you, and it can keep you stuck in life. And so it's very vital that we learn from God's word how to let go. And listen, friend, the only way you can truly let go is through the grace of Jesus Christ and only through his power, the power of the cross. He's the only one that can help us to let it go. And not look, let it go and let it go once and for all. Not let it go and go back and pick it up again. He's the only one that can free you from that. And last week, we learned about how to let go of offense when somebody offends you. And remember what I told you, Jesus said, you're going to be offended. I don't care who you are. Sooner or later in your life, somebody is going to offend you. Remember what the word offense means? It means to disgrace. They're going to disgrace you. It also means to be trapped. And we can get trapped in those offenses when we hold on to those things that have happened to us, people who have offended us. And we learn from God's word that in order to be able to let go of the offenses that we carry in our life, one, we got to overlook them. We got to overlook them. Look, have a little bit of thick skin and put on the big boy pants and just don't let everything offend you. And you got to overlook it. And then we also learn that sometimes you got to deal with it. You got to deal with it. Working toward reconciliation. And then we also learn from that even in the offense, while you're walking through the offense, be kind. You can still be kind. And then we learn that we need to forgive our offenses. And that only happens through the Holy Spirit. And by the way, the Holy Spirit done a powerful work around this altar last Sunday here. And I know people that were around this altar testified of offenses that were being released off of them. And I said, to God be the glory for what the Holy Spirit did here last Sunday. I said, Lord, do it again today. Do it again today. Well, today, I want to preach to you on how we need to let go of the past. How to let go of the past. I think a lot of people that are here, God's people, they're still wrecked by some things that they've done in their past or things that have happened to them in their past. And it just continues to wreck them in their life, and they're not able to move forward with the Lord. And, you know, just praying, and the Lord was just speaking to me even before I came up just now, just that we all have a past. Even if you're a young person, you have a past, though. It doesn't matter who you are, you have a past. And your past that you have might not be the greatest past. It might be a past that has been filled with insecurities. It might be a past that has been filled with addictions. It might be a past that has been filled with abuse and depression. It might be a past that has been filled with just a pride in your life that has caused a lot of destruction along the way. Your past might be a past that is filled with failures and guilt and shame. It might be a past, listen, and man, if I could just tell you some of my own past, but I don't want to go down that route right now, but just the past of bad choices and painful choices. Some of you sitting here today listening to me, you have had a past where you've had to make some painful decisions, some painful choices along the way. And then I thought about this, man. A lot of us, we walk with this past full of regrets. And I'm thinking, man, you know, if they had a t-shirt, you know, shoulda, coulda, woulda. And we all seem to have these times where we, you know, wished or we woulda, coulda, shoulda, or we have these regrets we hold on. And here's what I believe the Lord is saying. He's telling us, like, here's the sad part, that even many of God's people are stuck in the past. They're stuck in their past. And listen to me, please. We have to let go. We have to let the past go. And for a lot of reasons. One, because if we don't let the past go, you know what's going to happen? The devil is going to go to work, and he is going to try to define you by the things that you've done in your past. He's going to try to define you by the things that you've done in your past. And if that don't work, then you know what the devil will do? The devil will try to define you by the things that have happened to you in your past. So if he can't define you by what you've done in your past, he'll try to define you by the things that have happened to you in your past. The devil, oh, I hate him. We hate him. The devil will do all he can to torment you with your past. Some of you are here this morning, and the mask is on, the smile is there, but deep down inside, you're still allowing the devil to torment you with your past. You're being tormented by a past of a lot of pain, tormented by past wounds and hurts in your life, tormented by the regrets that you carry, tormented by the grudges that you carry, tormented by the disappointments in your life, tormented by all the failures. Listen to me, please. We have a choice today. We have a choice today. Say choice. You have a choice today to let go of the past and move forward into a future with Jesus Christ. So what does the Bible, what does God say about how do we let go? How am I supposed to let go of the past? Well, the Word of God tells us how we can let go of the past. I'm going to give you two passages this morning, and I want you just to make note of them, and then you can go back later this week and really dive deeper into it. Here's how God helps us to let go of our past. Now, the very first one is found in Isaiah 43, verses 18 through 19. Think about this. The nation of Israel they have a past, and it's not the best past. They have a past of disappointments and disobedience, and they have this past that they need to let go of so they can move forward out of captivity. And in Isaiah 43, God is speaking to the prophet Isaiah to give this message to the nation of Israel. They have a past. It's not a great past. And he says to them, forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. That's the nation who has a past that they need to let go of. And then if you were to turn over into the New Testament, into Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, you have the Apostle Paul. Oh my, what a past. Not the best past. A past that is very disappointing, a past with failures and regrets. And he says this right here in verse 13. He says, one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. Let me read that again. One thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining to what is ahead. The prophet Isaiah and the apostle Paul were saying, rather than living in the past, we have to be intentional about forgetting the past and moving forward into a new life and a new future, all in the grace and in the mercy of God. We have to be intentional about leaving the past behind and moving forward into a future with the Lord, a future that involves His forgiveness over our life, a future that involves His restoration in our life. And we need to be intentional about walking in the forgiveness of God and the restoration of God. And Isaiah and Paul here are teaching us that in order to move forward in a future with Christ, we have to let go of the past. Why don't you look to your neighbor and say, let go of the past. Paul said this one thing I do. The one thing was letting go of his past and, as he said in here in the word, straining to move forward in a life with Jesus Christ. That was Paul's one goal, and that should be our one goal for our life, that we should do the same thing, that we should let go of the past and move forward with Christ Jesus. Think about Paul's testimony and his life. Just follow along with me. Think about the spiritual impact that this man had on so many people and their lives. Think about the impact the Apostle Paul made. All the letters that are written in the Bible that we are just being fed with day by day. And this man of God, what if Paul had chosen to stay stuck in the past? What if Paul had decided to live in the past, stuck in his past sins, stuck in his past failures? What if he decided to stay stuck in his past shortcomings? What if Paul had chosen to live with the past guilt and the shame over his life? What if he decided to stay stuck in the regrets of his life? If Paul had chosen to stay stuck in the past, to live in the past, that would have caused him to miss out on all that Jesus wanted to do in him and through him for the glory of God. Think about that. He had to make a choice. Sooner or later, I'm going to leave this stuff behind and I'm going to move forward, and I'm not going to allow myself to be stuck and live in the past, because if I do, I'm going to miss what the Lord wants to do in my life. Now, don't miss this, because Paul could have easily. We live in a world today where we want to be the victim. We want to blame everybody else. Nobody wants to take responsibility for the things going on in their life and from their past. Hello? And Paul could have easily played the victim. He could have easily allowed past things he did to stop him and hinder him from what God would want to do in his life. Listen, if that didn't stop him, he could have allowed what other people had done to him, because a lot of people hurt Paul. And he could have allowed those hurts from his past to hinder him. It could have kept him stuck spiritually. It could have kept him from moving forward. It could have kept him from missing out on what the Lord wanted to do in his life. And the same thing applies to us. The same thing applies to you and I today, because we listen, if we allow past things that we have done or things that other people have done to us, if we allow them things to live in us and get stuck in us, then it's going to hinder us spiritually from moving forward in what God has called us to do. Amen. So you got to be on guard against that. And you got to learn, you got to learn how to let it go. Let it go. Let the past go. Because if all you do is focus on your past or the past and what has happened to you, you're going to be weighed down in life spiritually. And I believe you're going to miss out on truly what the freedom and the joy and the peace, but the purpose of what God would want to do in your life. So how do we let go of the past? Paul said, this one thing I do, this one thing I do. He was focused on one thing in his life. I mean, when I make a list on some changes that need to happen in my life, I mean, I got like 2 pages. How about you? Don't look at me like that. Y'all, all of us got some issues. Amen. And he says, listen, I'm sure he had a bunch of issues in his life as well, but he says, you know what? This one thing I do, this one thing I do, I got to remember this above all else. If I'm going to be used by God, if I'm going to thrive for the Lord and be used by him, this one thing I got to do, I got to let go of the past. I got to let it go. So how do we let it go? Well, here we go. Number one, you ready? This is so deep now. Get ready. Number one, we must forget the past. We must forget the past. How do you let go of the past? You got to forget it. Isaiah said, I read it to you a while ago. Isaiah said this right here. He said in Isaiah 43, he says, forget the former things. Forget. Say forget. And then in Paul, in that passage I shared with you out of Philippians, Paul said, forgetting those things that are behind, forgetting what is behind. So we have to let it go. We have to forget. Now forget, listen to me please. Forget doesn't mean you just hope it goes away. Forget is not hoping that what I've done in the past is going to go away. Forgetting is not hoping what somebody else has done in my past is going to go away. It doesn't mean that you sit there and you just try to push these thoughts out of your mind and eventually they're going to go away. Eventually they're going to vanish. It doesn't mean that you're no longer going to remember. Now, I do believe God has the power to erase painful events out of our life. I believe that. But this word right here, it's very powerful because the word forget here in these passages, it means that we no longer give it weight. Forget means you no longer give it weight. That's what that word means. You no longer give it weight. It means that the word forget means that you have cut the weight. You have cut the weight. You have been carrying around some stuff in your life behind you. It's in your past. You've been walking around. It has hurt you. It has hindered you, keeping you from moving like you need to move with the Lord. And the Bible says, in order for you to let that past go, you got to forget it. And it's not that you're not going to remember it again, but you got to cut it. You got to cut it and let it go. And that way, it no more has power over you. It no longer is a weight on your life. You have let it go. It is powerless. Your past is powerless. And you have to cut it. You have to cut it away. And it means that it no longer holds you down. It no longer holds you back. It means your past is no longer has any kind of power over you now. Listen, and it only happens by the grace of God. You can only cut it by the grace of God. God, through his Holy Spirit, has to help you to cut that weight. I need to forget my past. How? I need to cut it. I need to cut the attachment to it and forget it. Yeah, every once in a while I bump into it. Every once in a while I'll see it. But it's not attached to me no more. There's no weight to it no more. It's been cut. To God be the glory. There's no weight to it. One, because it's under the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for the blood? The weight of the old wounds, they're now cut away and they're powerless. The weight of old regrets have been cut away, they're powerless. The weight of old failures have been cut away, they're powerless. Listen, if you're going to let go of the past, you have to cut the weight. Cut the weight. Some of you need to cut it today, friend. You need to cut the weight today. and let it go and don't pick it back up. By the Holy Spirit's power, He is going to help you to cut that and forget it and let it be. It's in the past. It is what it is. I'm moving forward in the name of Jesus. Number one, you have to forget the past. Number two, did the clock spring forward overnight? Lord, help us. Number two, here we go. It's another deep one. Don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on the past. Number one, forget the past. Number two, don't dwell on the past. How do you know that? Isaiah said, when I read it to you a while ago in Isaiah 43, Isaiah said, don't dwell on the past. Don't dwell on the past. We let go of the past by not dwelling on it. That word dwell means it can take up residence in your life. It can actually move into your life and begin to live there. It also means, that word dwell means that it has all your attention. In other words, if you just sit there and dwell on it, this past has moved in and made itself at home, and it's all your attention now. It's everything you see. You wake up in the morning, that's all you think about. All during the day, that's all you see and think about. At the evening time when you lay down, it just gets on your mind and gets on your heart. That's all you can see. You're just giving full attention to it. It has taken up residence in your life, and now it's living there. And Isaiah said, don't dwell on the past. In other words, don't give attention to it and don't let it make a home in your heart. Don't let it make a home in your heart. But here's what I've learned. Now, you might be a way more spiritual than me, but here's what I've learned about myself and a few of you that I know well. We tend to dwell on things. Instead of letting go of things, we have this tendency to dwell on things. We have this tendency that we want to play the past over and over in our minds. We have this tendency that we want to relive it and rehearse it, and we replay it at all times, and it's living there. It has all of our attention. And if we're going to let go of the past, we have to stop dwelling on it. You have to make a choice today. Again, choice. You have to make a choice that I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop reliving it. I'm going to stop rehearsing it. I'm going to stop replaying it. I'm going to repent. I'm going to ask God for forgiveness. I'm going to forgive myself. I'm going to forgive others. But I'm not going to sit here and keep dwelling on this thing. And here's a side sermon for you right now. Stop throwing the past up in other people's faces too. Come on. If they're under the blood of Jesus and they've asked for forgiveness, if they've repented, don't constantly keep bringing it up and trying to throw up their past in their face. No, let it go. Let it go. Come on, say amen. Let it go. You got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive others. You got to accept the forgiveness of God and stop dwelling on it. Stop bringing it up and throwing it in somebody's face at all times. Just let it go. Stop dwelling on it. You know how you can do that? You have to renew your mind. You have to renew your mind. The Bible says that we need to renew our mind on spiritual things. If you want to stop dwelling on it, stop giving it attention, then you got to fill your mind with something else. You got to renew your mind. It's got to be transformed. And that happens, as the Bible says in Romans 12, 2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How does that happen? Well, go over to Philippians 4, 8, and Paul tells us, he says, if you want to have your mind renewed and transformed, then fix your thoughts on whatever is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Listen, stop dwelling on the past. And you do that by filling your mind with the praises of God. Fill your mind with the promises of God. Fill your mind with the love of God. Fill your mind with the forgiveness of God. Fill your mind with the grace in God and the mercy of God. Fill your mind with the goodness of God. Fill your mind with the hope of God. Whatever you got to do, don't dwell on the past. Let your mind be renewed, transformed by the word of God. Number three. Here we go. You ready? You got to move forward looking for the new thing the Lord is doing. You got to move forward looking for the new thing the Lord is doing. Paul said in that passage I shared with you at the very beginning, he says, I strain forward. In other words, it's just a work now. It's a work. You got to work at it. You got to work and go toward it. And you got to reach out for this new beginning and this new future in Christ. You got to strain for it. You got to go for it. And he says, I strain forward. And then Isaiah said in the passage I read to you, he says, I want you to see the new thing the Lord is doing. Now, when you bring that together, you can make a statement like this right here. In order for you to let go of the past, you have to move forward looking for the new thing the Lord is doing. Now, Paul, he calls the past things that he leaves behind. Well, there's a lot of different translations there. Depends on which one you're reading, but I will just call it trash. Paul says, the things I leave behind are trash. And listen, that's a lesson for us, because if I'm going to move forward seeing the new thing the Lord is doing, I don't have time to give attention to the trash of my past. I don't have time to give attention to that trash. Paul said, all those things I leave behind, I count as nothing but trash. And what Paul was saying, no way is the trash of my past. It's not going to define me. It's not going to distract me. It's not going to defeat me. It's all in the past. I'm moving forward with Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to refuse to go back. I'm going to refuse to look back and live there. Listen, there's something about looking back and learning, but don't live there. Don't live there. Jesus said in Luke 9:62, he says, no one puts his hand to the plow and looks back as fit for service in the kingdom of God. You know what Jesus is saying? He's saying, don't listen. Here's what happens. If you look back, there's a temptation that you might stay back. If you look back, you might get stuck back there in the past. Don't look back. Don't live in the past. Don't look back to the past regrets and the past bad decisions and the past bad relationships. Don't look back to the past failures. Looking back can be tragic. Think about what happened to Lot's wife in the Bible. She looked back and she was turned. She was destroyed. She turned into a pillar of salt. And the Bible said, when she looked back, it's not just a glance. There was a longing to go back to what she had just came from. And because of that, that destroyed her. Amen. I read something one time. They said, can you imagine after all that happened and being at Lot's house for Thanksgiving and somebody asked for salt? That's terrible, isn't it? Lord, help the preacher. Help me, Jesus. You got to move forward. You got to look for the new thing the Lord is doing. I wrote this statement down over the weekend. To see the Lord do a new thing, you need to let go of some old things. To see the Lord do a new thing, you need to let go of some old things. Some of you need to let go of old guilt and shame. The devil has tried to torment you with guilt and shame, and my Bible tells me there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Some of you need to let go of old grudges. You need to let go of the grudges that have been hindering you and hurting you, the heartache, the pain. If you're walking with Christ now, you ought to be able to walk away from the grudges and forgive them. Some of you need to let go of old, unhealthy relationships. I got a news flash for you right now. There's some of you in this house here today. You need to let go of some unhealthy relationships in your life. The people that are pulling you away from Jesus, bye-bye, sayonara, see you later. I mean, you can still love them, but come on, friend. The Bible says that bad company corrupts good character. Some of you need to let go of old failures. Stop living in yesterday's failures, knowing that with Christ all things are new, that failure is not final. I say it again, to see a new thing, you need to let go of some old things. And just because you're here today and you may be going through a hard and difficult season because of your past, it does not mean God is finished with you. My Bible tells me in Philippians 1:6 that I'm confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it out unto completion until the day of Christ Jesus. In other words, you need to know right now, friend, you can move forward and see the new thing the Lord is doing. Why? Because God is not finished with you. I believe it and I declare it right now. You're about to see a new thing happen, a new season for you. Why? Because Jesus makes all things new. The old past is ending and you're seeing a new season in your life moving forward in only the things that God can do. And I declare this, your new season is going to be better than the old season. Hallelujah. You're going to see the Lord do a new thing. You're going to see the Lord do a new thing. You have been walking around so long in your life. This just seems normal to you now. I mean, come on. I've been there before. It just seems normal. This thing weighing you down, holding you back, holding you down. But the Lord said, not today. On this Sunday today, I'm helping you to forget it. You're cutting it away. You're not going to dwell on it no more. You're going to move forward and you're going to see the new thing that the Lord is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it in me. Do it in this church, God. Do it for your glory. You need to get ready for the new thing the Lord wants to do. Stop using your past as an excuse. No more. Not today. It's cut away. It's cut away. Well, you just don't know what I've been. Listen, I'm sorry it happened to you. I'm sorry you did that. I'm sorry this happened to you. But you know what? In the name of Jesus, it is cut away from you today. And the Lord is saying, get up and see the new thing that I'm doing in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, I want to share this right here with you before we pray. And this happened in October of 1993. Some of you will remember this. Some of you are too young. You won't remember this. You may remember the movie. How many of you have ever seen the movie or read the book, Black Hawk Down? Anybody ever seen it? It's kind of horrifying to watch as it portrays a very true story that happened in our nation in October of 1993. We had military forces that went into Somalia to capture a warlord who was disrupting the government there in Somalia. And we sent in a task force to go in and capture this warlord, but his militia was actually prepared for us, and they shot down two of our Black Hawk helicopters with our soldiers in them. Anybody remember when that happened? You remember it was in the news? And so we had soldiers that were killed, soldiers that were murdered there in Somalia. We had those that were trapped there. And so they called in more reinforcements, more special services that were on the ground nearby. And they sent them into Somalia to try to rescue those people that had went down in those Black Hawks. And they were just, man, it was almost like an ambush. We were outnumbered, and they were under enemy fire. They're pinned down. I've seen the movie, but there was a thing that I read the other day that was actually captured in the book that you read that came out later after the movie, and it says that while they were pinned down in Somalia, that task force that went in there to try to rescue those soldiers out of there, and I got a picture, if you don't mind putting that picture up. They were there and they were fighting, and one of the captains over the special forces yells to one of the soldiers as they're being fired upon and pinned down, and they're trying to get out of there, and he yells at the soldier, and he says, listen, you need to get in the truck and drive us out of here. Get in the truck and drive us out of here. And the soldier replied back, and he says, sir, I've been shot. And then the response to the captain was, he says, we've all been shot. Just get in the truck and drive. We've all been shot. Get in the truck and just drive. And it reminded me when I read that right there about what happened is, you know what? Everybody in here, we've all been shot. We've all got a shot up past. Our past has been shot up. The enemy has shot at us and wounded us and hurt us. And all I got to say to you, listen, friend, listen, I'm not minimizing anything that has happened to you that has hurt you, but we've all been shot. Get in the truck and drive. Get in the truck and go forward. Keep going. Keep going. Don't let it stop you. Don't let the past stop you, the wounds of the past, the addictions, the abuse. Don't let it stop you. Keep going. We've all been shot. We've all been shot. You got to give it to God and you got to let it go. I declare over this house today, listen, let go of your past. Let go of your failures. Let go of your regrets. Let go of your guilt. See the new thing that the Lord is doing in your life in his presence. See the new thing with the promises of God. See new things in the purposes of God. It's time for you to listen. Get in the truck and drive and move forward in the Lord Jesus Christ with a new hope, a new peace, a new strength, a new power, a new purpose, and all that is possible through the cross of Jesus Christ. Because of the cross of Christ and the blood that he shed on Calvary, our sins, our past is gone. Our sins are never to be remembered again. In other words, God has cut the weight to our sin. He's cut the weight. He never remembers it again. Cast as far as the east is from the west. And I ask you, Pastor Kevin, if you guys want to come, please. Are you going to live your life always stuck in the past? Are you always going to live your life living in the past? And God is saying to us today to cut it. Cut it. Cut it away. It no longer has power. It no longer has weight. And don't dwell on it no more. It's not going to live in me anymore. It's not going to be my attention no more. And now my focus is to look forward, strain forward, press on, because God has a future for me. God has a new season for me. God is doing a new thing in me. The Lord is doing a new thing in my life, my family. Hallelujah! He's given me a new life in Christ. I'm under the blood of Jesus. Am I proud of the past? No. Does it hurt sometimes thinking about some things? Yes. But you know what? It's under the blood. It's under the grace. It's under the mercy of God. Hallelujah. I have a new life in Jesus Christ. I'm born again. There's a new praise. There's a new prayer life. There's a new peace. There's a new love. There's a new rest. There's a new opportunity. There's new clarity. There's new breakthroughs. There's new victories. Why? All because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, help us, Lord. Make the choice today to let go of the past. Some of you right now, you need to go ahead and get ready to make the decision. I'm cutting it today. And it's no longer going to have power over me. And I'm going to move forward into the new things the Lord is doing in my life. Would you bow your head with me right there where you are and begin to pray? Jesus, would you please speak to hearts, Holy Spirit? Would you do me a favor? Please listen to me. You're here this morning and there's a past that you have not been able to cut away. It has had power and weight, has held you down, has held you back, and it comes and goes, but it seems like at times it wants to live in me. It keeps me stuck. And I heard the word today. And preacher, I need you to pray for me that I can let this thing go. I can cut it away. If that's you, would you raise your hand right there where you are and say, that's me. Hold your hand, hold your hand, hold your hand, hold your hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody stand together, please. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would begin to work here in this moment, God. You saw the hands that were lifted. Come on, friend, right there where you are in your chair, make that your altar. And just say right now, just declare right now, by the grace of God and the mercy of God, I am releasing the past. I am releasing it. I am forgetting the past. I am cutting it away. It is no longer attached to me. It no longer has my attention. And I am moving forward. I'm moving away from that. And I'm moving into the future I have with Jesus Christ. That I have a new life in him, a new purpose in him, a new praise, a new peace, a new hope. And right now, I make the decision. I'm making a choice. Come on, friend. That I'm letting go of the past. I'm giving it to you, God. my past. I'm giving you my sins to forgive me. Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would just help me, Lord, to surrender every sin in my life right now, Lord. I have fallen short of your glory, for I have sinned, as the Bible declares. And I receive the gift of eternal life in you right now. Save me, save my soul. I declare that you are my Lord. I confess with my mouth, Jesus, you are my Lord. And today, right now, in this moment,